January 13th, 2018. So let's talk right before winter break. And the question was asked to me more than twice this year already. Can I go on a cruise? Can someone go on a cruise leaving, let's say, on Thursday? How do you know my conclusion here? Right. So I mean, why would you have such a question? Why? Oh, you're not going on a cruise. That's why it doesn't matter.
It's always a problem. Whatever you said, can be a problem.
Okay. Well, anyhow, so this is a question. So why would they think there's a problem? The truth is, I mean, and we'll read it. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Resh Mem Chet talks about exactly this issue. Not a cruise, but sailing on a boat. So where is it stemming from, and what are we dealing with, and why does it make a difference? Well, so let's read first from a tour. Tour in Siman Resh Mem Chet cites initially from a Gemara Masechet Shabbat and Daf Yotet. We'll get to Shulchan Aruch. We'll get there. Says. From the Gemara, says Tur, citing from the Gemara, En mafligin bisvina, which means you can't sail out on a boat, pachot mishlosha yamim kodem ha-Shabbat. It says it has to be at least 3 days prior to Shabbat. Now, we generally assume that means that it's got to be at least on Wednesday.
Wednesday,
right. So, I mean, that's how we generally assume. Some argue that it means even on Thursday. You know, okay, but anyway, so that's, basically this is the question will be, do I count Shabbat or not? Shabbat, Friday, Thursday, or does that mean that... Okay, but anyway, we generally assume this means if you're leaving after Wednesday, this would be a problem. Bamedvarim amurim, in what circumstances this is true? Is this true? This is what Ezra was mentioning earlier. Lidvar reshut says if you're going just for matters that are not obligatory. Aval lidvar misva mutar, but if you're going for misva, it's permitted. What do we mean by misva? We mean literally to go perform a misva? Or are we more expansive in that respect? The truth is, I mean, Tur himself cites from Rabbeinu Tam, the Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Tam, of course, one of the Ba'alei HaTosafot. I'm going to read from the end of Tur here, in the Dalet, in this breakup. Le'inyan dvar mitzva, what does it mean, dvar mitzva? Piresh Rabbeinu Tam, shekol makom she'adam holech, kegon, lishora, oderot pene havero hashub, it says, hakol dvar mitzva. It's as even if you're going to greet someone who's an important person, or you're going for business, that's all considered the Dvar Mitzvah. Don't assume Dvar Mitzvah means I'm going to buy a plot in Eretz Yisrael or I'm going to Pidyon Shvuyim. It's a lot more expensive. So what's Dvar Reshut? Ve'en Hashud Dvar HaReshut Ela Ksheholech L'Tayel. Specifically when you're just going for leisure reasons. Okay, so pleasure reasons is what we're generally dealing with today. We're not taking boats to places for anything other than pleasure, vacations, and cruise lines. And as such, we'd still assume that there's going to be a problem. Now, why does this problem exist? The Gemara never makes clear the reason behind this. The Gemara does continue, however, and this is understandable, derech mu'at. If it's just a little bit, it's a short trip, k'mo misor l'sidon, it's going to be a day or less, shelo haya b'nehem rak mahalach yom, mutar afilu b'erev Shabbat. Even if you leave on Friday, the assumption is you're going to get there before Shabbat. So what's the reasoning? Why, if I'm leaving after Wednesday, is it asur?
Go ahead. When you put the two together, you create a big vacuum, and that, say, derech kesad, the idea is that you're going to get there before Shabbat.
Yes.
Or is the idea it's only one day travel? So if I leave on Thursday and I get there on Friday, that's not good. I think the concern was you traveling on Shabbat itself.
I think so too.
100%.
100%. 100%. In other words, the concept is you're going on a trip that will get you there before Shabbat, certainly. But what's the reasoning? What's the problem with being at sea on Shabbat? I mean, the concept over here cannot be that you're not allowed to be at sea on Shabbat, because keep in mind, if you're going on Sunday, if you're going on Monday, Tuesday, in such a circumstance, we're not saying you need to get to the port before Shabbat. We're just saying that it's permitted, even if you're going to be on a long trip. So what's the rationale? So continues Tur, says, Yesh mefarshim hata'am, this is generally cited in the name of Rabbeinu Hananel, Mishum isur tchumin. The problem over here has to do with Tum Shabbat, which of course means that outside of an inhabited area, you have a specific amount of space that you're allowed to travel. Ulekach, and therefore, since the whole fear in the Gemara is just tumin matirim bisfina gedola sheolechet demaala me'asara. The argument is, this is based on another Gemara, Masechet Eruvin, I think on Daf Mem Gimal. The Gemara says that if you're hovering in a boat above 10 above 10 tfachim of the sea bottom, in such a circumstance there wouldn't be a problem of tumin. We don't see you as being situated upon ground. Why would that pose a distinction between how many days before Shabbat you're going and how many not? It's not fully clear. But that's Rabbeinu Hananel's approach to this matter. Maran in Beit Yosef brings different approaches. Before we even mention the next approach that's mentioned in Tur, which is the ultimate winning one for Shulchan Aruch. So firstly, Maran mentions in the name of...
What's that? Tiyul or not Tiyul? Or business mitzvah?
The Gemara distinguishes between mitzvah and not.
But if you said there's an isur,
if it's an isur because of tchumin, so the question that Ezra asks is, listen, if you argue tchumin are only an isur drabbanan, maybe the hachamim were matir, but if you go with harambam, it's asur min haTorah. Yeah, I understand the question. The question is asked. Maran Beit Yosef cites from Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, is known as the Ba'al HaMa'or, that the problem over here might be that you're setting yourself up, to be Over Isurim. In other words, if you're at sea and it's Shabbat, you're going to end up tying knots that are necessary and all sorts of other matters. Again, why would we distinguish between how many days before Shabbat it is or not? Is not fully understood according to that opinion either, and there's ways to deal with it, but it's a difficulty. Continues Tur, and this is ultimately the winning argument. It says Virav Alfas Piresh Hatam, it quotes from the Rif, Rabbeinu Alfasi, Mishum Onik Shabbat. The argument over here is Onik Shabbat. Onik Shabbat means pleasurable day or a comfortable day on Shabbat, which is a mitzvah midivrei neviim, says Harambam. Right, we learn it from. What's the pasuk? Anyway, there's pasuk in Nevi'im with oneg in it, and as such, oneg. What's that? The karata la Shabbat oneg. There it is. Kedosh Adonai Mechubad. So why? What's the 3-day business? Shekol shlosha yamim harishonim. The first 3 days at sea, gufo mishtaber. When you're at sea, the first 3 days, you're seasick, you're not accustomed, you haven't become habituated to your circumstances, and as such, the seasick and difficulty and nervousness that you have the first 3 days, that's why you're not allowed to be on the sea on Shabbat within the first 3 days. Ulekach matirin, and therefore, this is permissible, according to Rif, b'naharot hanove'im she'eno mistair. If it's a river that flows and doesn't have waves, is mutar. Harambam in his she'elot to teshubot that he sent to others argues further. He says if it's not salt, if it's not sea, it's not a sea that has water that's salty water, but it's rather fresh water, such a circumstance would be permitted as well. Because his argument is that the part of becoming seasick, I don't know if this is medically proven or anything like that, is the salt at sea as well. Regardless, that's Harambam's argument on this matter. When it comes down to it, disregard that part. When it comes down to it, is the rationale over here is an Onik Shabbat issue. There are several other suggestions. So Tur writes one other one over here. It says Viri. That's from Rabbi Yitzhak of Ba'alei HaTosafot. Asar Hakol Afilu B'toch HaTchum. This is under all circumstances. So why? Mipnei Shushat Al Pnei HaMayim Shu Asur. This is because we envision this like you're floating in the water or swimming in the water. Mishnah says, and we could discuss it separately, but the Mishnah says in Masechet Pesah that you're not allowed to go floating in the water on Shabbat. You're not allowed to swim in the water on Shabbat. Why not? Because you might build for yourself a raft. And as such, the argument of Ri, of Ba'alei HaTosafot, is it would apply to here as well. Okay, so we have several reasons. Like I told you, Harambam and Rif are going to be our primary rationale on this matter, and they're going to be arguing again that the issue over here is Onik Shabbat. It has a lot of internal truth. We understand easily the distinction between 3 days and not 3 days if you make such an argument. That's their basic argument. It needs to be added as well, as Maran cites from Ba'alei HaTosafot. Tosafot argues on this Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, that this whole discussion is not al-ibadi hilchita. None of this is applicable. It's all mutar. Why does Tosafot make such an argument? Tosafot says there happens to be a mahlok between Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai about if you do melacha on Friday and it's going to finish on Shabbat, is that permitted? In other words, I set in motion something that's going to take place on Shabbat, which is going to be melacha, but I'm no longer doing it. I set it in motion. According to Beit Hillel, permitted. According to Beit Shammai, not permitted. Says Tosafot, because they're not understanding this whole Gemara as an Onik Shabbat business, that's applicable over here as well. So I left even an hour before Shabbat, it would be permitted according to Beit Hillel. We're always posek like Beit Hillel, posek Beit Hillel like on this matter as well. And as such, argues Tosafot, the whole Gemara shouldn't make its way too if they had Shulchan Aruch to the pages of Shulchan Aruch. In short, those are the basic arguments. Again, the one that's going to win the day for our purposes is that of Harambam and Rif. I'll have to therefore discuss how it applies today. Yes, go ahead. So let's read from Shulchan Aruch just a bit. It says Shulchan Aruch mutar leflik bisfina afilu be'erev Shabbat im holech lidvar mitzvah. This we know about, right? Uposek imo, citing from the Gemara sheishbot. He says in such a circumstance you're supposed to be posek with the person who's in charge of the boat that he'll stop. You're supposed to try to work out such a deal with him. V'machakach lo yishbot, but if the person who's in charge of the ship doesn't listen to you, en bekach kelum, it's still permitted. Again, that's b'makom mitzvah. Aval, however, lidvar reshut en mafligim bisfina pachot mishlo. Now, what's Lidvar Mitzvah for Shulchan Aruch? He doesn't tell you. The Ramah tells you what we read earlier, that it's even in the circumstances where you're going to be Mekabel Adam Gadol, Adam Hashuv, or it's the business reasons. Continue Shulchan Aruch, Sa'if Bet. Had the end mafligin bisfina, pachot mishlosha yamim kodem Shabbat, hata'am mishum onik Shabbat. So he's explicit. He says the reasoning we're dealing with over here is onik Shabbat. Shekol shlosha yamim arishonim yesh lahem sa'ar ubilbul. He says specifically the first 3 days is when you're disillusioned at sea. V'davka l'mafligim b'yamim ha-meluhim. As Sion says, he doesn't really understand the rationale in this, but that's what Shulchan Aruch is working with Harambam on this. It's specifically in salt water areas. Aval b'neharot, it says on the flip side, it says if you're in a river, what's that?
Rivers are calm. The ocean, the salt water usually have waves in it.
I don't know if that's his distinction.
I think
okay. So. In other words, it has nothing to do with the salt.
In the rivers?
I don't know. Okay, so the distinction is just between rivers and oceans.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, I have to check in Shelot Teshuvot Rambam. En shum tza'a lemafligim bayim ulfichach mutar leflig bayim afilu be'erev Shabbat. Okay, and that's specifically in a circumstance where you know that, again, the depth below is above 10 tfachim, because if it's below 10 tfachim, you're going to have a problem of tchumin. As if you pause everything and end over here, so we shouldn't be able to, if you think about it, have any reason to permit someone who turns to me and says, listen, winter break starts on Wednesday evening, to go out on a cruise line on Thursday. Why would you? And so before we even deal with that, there's one other issue that needs to be addressed, and that is even if you're permitting earlier, even if you're leaving on Wednesday or Tuesday or something like that, what if the kabarnit, the captain of the ship, and the crew members, or at the very least the majority of them, are Jewish people? Is that permitted? Well, again, the Gemara seems to be permitting in such a circumstance that once I'm leaving on Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, in such a circumstance, it's permitted. But I'm going to be at sea. It's permitted. So as such, again, assuming I'm going on a kosher Jewish line, can I leave on Sunday and have them go on Shabbat and be Mechalel Shabbat? They're going to have to do something on Shabbat, aren't they?
Right.
Would that be permitted? So Rav Moshe Feinstein made the argument that absolutely yes. He says, Shulchan Aruch, the halakha from the Gemara that we're dealing with until now, has the following stipulation. If you go within 3 days of Shabbat, not permitted. But prior to 3 days? Okay, why is it okay, by the way? And this is what Rav Moshe Feinstein's building off of. Why is it permitted? Why am I allowed to go out to sea and then put myself in a circumstance where I'm going to have to be Mechalel Shabbat? And the argument, the rationale, the reasoning is because it's Pikuach Nefesh. I'm stuck at sea. And it's Shabbat. What am I going to do? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's the same thing today. He says, you go on a cruise line and the majority or all of the staff are Jews, says permitted. So Chacham Vadia Yosef in Yehaveh Da'at in Chelek Vav Siman Tet Zayin, he cites from the Lubavitcher Rebbe of all people. He says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, at the time he was still alive, he says that he sent word to many of the organizations and rabbinical areas and, you know, I guess organizations in Israel, saying you have to do away with this. You need to make sure that there are no Jewish cruise lines. Why not? Gemara seems to permit, Shulchan Aruch seems to permit. Says Chacham Vadia, in the name of the Bavitri, he says he looked around and he investigated this matter and he found that the ships can easily throw an anchor into the sea or stop at small islands. In other words, they're not going to find themselves in situations in which today, Bizman Hazeh, they won't be able to avert a Hilul Shabbat, even with Pikuach Nefesh. You know, the argument is, if you're out at sea in 21st or 20th century at the time, you won't have a problem in terms of having to be Mehalel Shabbat unless you want to. You'll be able to dock, you'll be able to anchor it, and as such, argues Chacham Vadia, together with the Lubavitcher Rebbe and several others, it would not and cannot be permitted today to be with a crew who has majority Jews. So we're dealing with a circumstance where you're not driving the boat yourself, unless you are, you're docking it on Shabbat, or you're with a crew that is majority non-Jews. That, I imagine, all the circumstances today. Any situation where a person says he's going on Carnival cruise line, he's not dealing with a Jewish staff. And as such, so should we tell him, or should we tell anyone who's going, who has a winter break now, you got to wait until the second week, wait until Sunday of the following week, and you can't leave immediately after school ends, or you have to take a child out of school earlier. Should that be our argument, or is there a way to permit? Okay. What's that? Or should the... Let's rephrase it. I love it, Robbie. I love it. From a parent's point of view, not from an educator's point of view. Or should we tell the schools you have to change your winter break schedule? So the basic argument, let me develop this just a bit further. So Chacham David Yosef in Halacha Berura. This is Chacham Vadia Yosef's son. What's that?
We don't want to cause all the families to sing.
Right.
The
what's that? The
school schedule is made around vacations.
Right. Well, argues Rabbi, we should change it. So Chacham David Yosef, I will read to you just a bit from his book here. It's he writes, "Aval im maflig biyam shememav meluchim." Right. So a salt water going to Ezra just because it's lots of waves. Afilu imaflik b'sfina hashayechet legoyim. Again, that was our stipulation. We want non-Jews. V'rav ha'chovel v'hamalachim hem goyim. And so the sailors and the captain are all non-Jews. V'rov ha'nosim ba'hem goyim. The majority of passengers are non-Jews. Again, our circumstance. V'enam afliga l'sorech ha'yehudim ha'me'atim shebetuchal. And they're not going for you. V'gam en lachush me'yistarech ha'yehudi la'asod melacha b'shabbat me'chamash hashash b'pikuach nefesh. And you're not going to have to do anything because you're on the cruise. They're taking care of you. En lahakel kol she'u b'toch shosh ha'imim kodim Shabbat. He says if it's within 3 days of Shabbat, you can't go. V'yesh me'ha'ashkenazim she'nahagu lahakel b'zeh. He says some Ashkenazim will permit on kishinit kaimu kolatanayim ha'nal. When these are the circumstances. Non-Jewish crew. Majority of the people are non-Jewish and so forth. And we can permit them, mipnei sheyesh lehem al nashi yismochu. Umikol makom, however, af leminhagam, even if you're going to permit under those circumstances, en lahakel ela kshiyoseh lehavdik b'sfina lesorech parnasa v'kayoseh b'zeh. He says, only if you're going l'shem tachlit, if you're going for something, quote-unquote, var mitzvah, aval kshiyoseh l'shem tiyul, yesh tachmir b'zeh, af leminhag ashkenazim. Hardline approach of Chacham David Yosef. He would not, so according to my understanding, permit cruise lines that leave for a Jew to go on it on Wednesday or beyond. Continues Chacham David, go ahead.
Just what's the whole issue of the boat? So if you're here and you have people producing electricity for you.
No, the issue is Onik Shabbat. That's our issue.
Again, the Onik is for 3 days. They don't seem to be claiming this. It's a Pikuach Nefesh, you're going to be over there.
Two separate issues.
They're not bringing Onik, they're not bringing Isur, because they're saying you could dock.
No, two separate issues. Two separate issues. So, first issue is, can you go on the boat at all? I conflated them unclearly. Right? Can you go on it at all? So the argument of Chacham, so you'd say, why not? If I'm going prior to 3 days before, why wouldn't I be able to? So the argument is that today, you can only go when it's non-Jews. Running it. Why? Chilul Shabbat issues. Issue number one. Issue number two. So non-Jews are running it. And non-Jews are the majority of the staff, majority of the passengers. Can I, under such circumstances, be on it within 3 days of Shabbat? So the argument right now is no. Shulchan Aruch says no. Why does Shulchan Aruch say no? Shulchan Aruch writes explicitly the reasoning. Onik Shabbat. So if you go within 3 days, you're going to be seasick on Shabbat. It's going to ruin your Shabbat, and as such, let you go prior to that. That's the two issues here. So the argument here is just Onik Shabbat. That's it.
One of the concerns with the Onik is, if I'm going on a teal for Onik,
yes,
I'm so excited to go. What if it's not Oleg Shabbat? I'm going because it's Oleg.
So hold that point. Hold that point for real. I mean, again, the argument that that the poskim are making is, but once you get past the first 3 days, not real Oneg. I think if you push them on it, they'd probably say the following. You say, no, what do you mean it's for Oneg? They say, yeah, well, when it's not Shabbat, you got entertainment and you're involved in all sorts of things. You take your mind off the seasickness. It's Shabbat. I understand.
My whole cruise is 3 days.
I understand. Continues Chacham David, but hang on to it. He says, Umikom makom adam shu ragil b'nesi'a b'svinot. So it's a person... goes on boats. Umehamat ken yodea bevadaut shelo yechla b'mahalat hayam kelav. This is basically your argument. It's most people. He says, a sailorman, let's say, or a person who goes on boats. Afilo yim yaflik samuch l'shabbat. He goes on Friday. He says, I don't get seasick. V'hi svina ha-shayech le-goyim, v'rov ha-nosim ba-hem goyim. And he got around all these sorts of things. V'rav ha-chovel ha-malachim hem goyim, ha-osim melech ha-lesorik rov ha-nosim ha-goyim. V'gam en ha-choshem ha-yisareich ha-yehudi, la-asot melech ha-beshabal mechamat ha-shash pikoach nefesh. All those are filled. Yesh le-hakel, afilu k'shemafliga b'yam, shememav meluchim, v'afilu me'erev Shabbat. Argues Chacham David, under such circumstances, I could permit. Says Rabbi, that's most circumstances today. Okay, would Chacham David agree with that? I'm not sure. He seems to be talking about a person who's regular to go to sea. Does his rationale extend to you who's gone one time and said, maybe? He concludes, listen, you hear his slant on this. He doesn't want you going. Let me just be clear. He says, and let's say on the flip side, he says, let's say I would leave on Sunday and I'll still be seasick on Shabbat. Permitted. Why permitted? Because there's no takanat hachamim in such a circumstance. Then he concludes, v'yesh la'ir b'zeh, shelefi ha'mesiyut bizmanenu. He says, the reality today, b'rov ha'sfinot, kima'at i'efshar liyot b'tocham b'shabbat, shelo yihalel et ha'shabbat. He says, you're going to go on a cruise ship and you're not going to be mechadel Shabbat. Mechamat she'esh bayam dlatot ha'niftachot ba'nisgarot ha'yedei pe'uda ha'shmalit. They're automatic doors run by electricity. V'chein b'razim v'ta'e shirutim ha'po'alim b'emtzaut ha'shmal. And so too, automatic toilets and sinks in the bathroom. U'vaday she'asur b'hechlet l'nso ha'bitzvinot ka'elo, afilu k'she'yoseh l'darkom yom rishon. And as such, his basic argument is, I understand. I will tell you about this. I can't take a stance on it. I've never been on a cruise. If you tell me that you can get around these sorts of issues, I think he would agree with you as well.
All the toilets and all the sanitary plumbing is all suction. Pump.
Uh-huh.
It's not electric?
No, okay.
There's a suction pump connected to the engine of the thing.
So it needs...
And most of those are not automatic. They can't have automatic doors because they start opening. If something slides, they hit waves. They can't have the doors open.
So it needs more investigation. So if you're correct, which maybe you are, so then
and
you're right.
Some
so then
people were saying we're not talking about our sefinot like a medina. The ship is like a city already. So it's not about those ships. We're talking about the smaller ship that's really bounced a lot.
Right. Understood. Hold it for a second. Right. So, okay. Let me just summarize what we've done thus far, and then get basically to that point. Right. What we've done thus far is we cited in Tur Gemara Masechet Shabbat Daf Yotir. The Gemara says you're not allowed to. En mafligin b'svina kodem Shabbat shelosh hayamim. 3 days prior to Shabbat, not allowed to go out on the ship. Okay, what's the rationale? What's the reason? So we saw several reasons. The one that Shulchan Aruch picks up on is that of Harambam and Rif. It's because of Oneg Shabbat. Okay, it's Oneg Shabbat. Now, wait, so don't we have another issue? Isn't there an issue of Hilul Shabbat? That was what Rabbeinu Zrachiah Levi was nervous about in the first place. So the answer is yes. We have to argue, especially today, where there won't be danger in terms of stopping in the middle of the sea, that you're under a circumstance in which the ship, the crew, is run by non-Jews. Fantastic. That's going to be most of our cruise lines. So it's because of Onik Shabbat. Says Chacham David Yosef, if you're a person who knows, because he's done it a lot of times, that it's going to be okay and you're not going to get seasick, so then go for it. He has other problems. Ezra says they're not problems. All understood. Where's he coming from? And could we expand that to what Robbie was arguing earlier, that most people in these circumstances, he's coming from the following statement, which is very logical and very, intuitive in terms of interpreting this Gemara of Meiri. Meiri, Rabbeinu Menachem HaMeiri, is a Provençal. He's living in southern France. in the 13th century. So it's one of the Rishonim. So he's commenting on the Gemara, and listen to his statement here. Now he says, just parenthetically, he begins, as does Harambam to a certain extent, he begins his whole perush to the Gemara on this matter. He says, listen, all the Mefarshim all looked for reasonings why, under many circumstances, is permitted. You want to know why they did that? Because everyone goes on boats within 3 days of Shabbat. We all know that. I would say he's kind of saying that everyone read this through a biased prism in terms of trying to explain why the Nohag was not to follow this Gemara. That's what he seems to be saying. So he says each one of these Mefarshim have a difference. And then he concludes after, he says, toward the end, Ela sheyesh lilmod mimena heter. He's referring to the Harambam's reasoning of Onek Shabbat. Lemi shehur hurgal bekach. A person who's regular to see sailing. Or sheme bizmanim elu lekol shehasafanim bekiim baharbe. Or in this time period, he says, we're dealing with sailormen who are very experienced and know what they're doing. Ve'en kan tzar kol kach. And as such, you won't have tzar. You won't have a lack of onik Shabbat. In other words, his argument is, he says, well, the Gemara is not talking. This Takanat Hachamim, and this is what it really all amounts to, this Takanat Hachamim, this Gzerat Hachamim, in which they're nervous that you'll lose your Onik Shabbat, is that a circumstance under which they said there is no logic any longer to this? We told you the halakha, you can't play with this halakha. Or is it open to the circumstance? Is it open to applying this appropriately or inappropriately? And as such, says Meiri, absolutely it's open to it. And if you're in a circumstance, which he's arguing basically in his time, in which most people aren't going to get seasick because the boat isn't going to be jolting all around, because the sailors know how to handle the boat appropriately, says under most circumstances, you're not going to have such a problem. Argues Rabbi Moshe Levi. Rabbi Moshe Levi, we've introduced and talked about him several times. He's a Sephardic posek who died within the last 10-15 years, who lived in Bnei Brak, died at a tragic young age. In his book, Minuhat Ahava, here in Helek Aleph, it's on page Yod Chet, it says the following statement. Asud Adam lafig b'sfina miyom hamishi b'shavua yini evsha b'shum ofen sheyagil makom chefzo kodem Shabbat. That's not a lot of leave from Thursday and beyond. If you're not going to... Mipnei shebishlosh d'yamim arishonim l'haflaga yesh l'mafligim b'yam sa'ar u'bilbul v'nimsa mvatel onik Shabbat. Everything we're expecting so far. U'bizman hazeh. Today, שהאוניות משוכללות ביותר. We have fancier, sturdier, bigger ships. ואין שום סער ובלבול למפליגים בהם. And he says, you're on the ship, you're going for pleasure, and you're going to have a pleasurable time. מותר להפליג אפילו בערב שבת. He says, you can leave on Friday. Bitnai, again, on condition that Shachovalim v'hamadachim hem nochrim, and the majority of the passengers are non-Jews, and so forth. Which means to say, when we boil everything down, we kind of summarize it up to this point, when we boil it down to halakha l'maaseh on this matter, B'moshe Levi taking a strong but very logical stance. What's he hanging his hat on? A, logic. B, Mi'iri, who says it explicitly. In other words, you want to inject logic in 21st century halakha al-ma'aseh that's going to go against centuries of tradition because you think that it was flawed. It's complicated. I'm not saying it'll never be done, but it's more complicated. It says, B, Moshe Levi, if you look in the footnotes to this, he's citing from Mi'iri. He says, I'm just using a logic that has been set forth in the past, to a certain extent has been followed in the past, and as such, he says, I find little reason, if not any reason, to say that that you should be oser under such circumstances at all. So when I was approached about this issue, here was my response. My response was to the people who asked me. I said, if you're going after winter break or for winter break, I says, well, the school is leaving you out on Wednesday. You don't have a chance unless you're missing school earlier to go on this cruise beforehand. Am I going?
Specific dates.
What's that?
They go on specific dates all year round. So
I understand. But I'm saying...
The ones they cruise from New York.
Understood. But what I'm saying is, so should they go therefore on the next week Tuesday or the next week Monday or whatever day it leaves or miss school earlier? My argument was no. My argument was we have enough, a very strong grounding in halakha to say we could be matir if they're leaving on Thursday or even on Friday, and they're going to be out of the, you know, they're going to be on the ship and no chilul Shabbat from that time onward. If they say to me, and one of the people said, but I, you know, I'm a little bit nervous about this, I'm uncomfortable, and you know, he said, and I heard a class from in the name of Rabbi David Yosef that it's not permitted for most people. That was his response to me. I said, listen, if you're telling me that you have a choice of what day to pick, and you're picking it randomly, and anything's open, so you want to be mahmir, and you want to say that I'm going to make sure that it's 3 days prior, okay. But if you're under this type of circumstance, and what the fellow was telling me at that time was it was much cheaper if he took the one that was on Friday or something like that. Under such a circumstance, I find it hard to be mahmir. So he quoted to me, he said, but someone said it's only the Ashkenazim who are posek that way. And this was all coming from Halakha Berurah. But it's a misquote from Halakha Berurah. Halakha Berurah is talking about under regular circumstances or regular old circumstances when he writes that Ashkenazic thing. In other words, the Ashkenazim would have been matir even before the types of ships that we have today, even before the type of circumstances we have today, because they could play with the Devar Mitzvah with Rabbeinu Tam and say that it would be permitted under most circumstances. When it comes to the reality of today, Chaim David Yosef almost is matir, although he gets nervous because of, you know, he says what's going to take place on board, and he says maybe it's only people who are actually regular to it, but it'd be Moshe Levi is completely permitting, and as such, it's difficult for me to be mahmir on this matter at all if the person's pushing me, which he did, to say, well, you know, maybe it's wrong. So I say, listen, if it's cheaper, if you have any reason why you wanted to do it on that date, on Friday or Thursday, if you're coming to me with the question, I think that it's hard to be mahmir at all, and as such, I would be matir. Shulchan Aruch says it. 100%. The reality has changed, and the reality changing moves with it, the halakha changing, or not changing, but the halakha being readjusted to the circumstances. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen.